think that's a treat for you to start the show, won't we? You may have seen this one we've seen back in the day when she was in the Poozies. Woo-hoo, yeah, the Poozies, really. And more recently, you may have seen her beautifully interpreting the songs of Sad Again in Following Again. Back in 2014, you may well have seen her on that TV program The Voice, duetting with none other than Tom Jones, who's the mentor on that show. That's all on YouTube. Check it out. It's fantastic. You're going to love her, so we will please give a huge thank you to your fabulous Sally Barker.
You said would set me free. marriage. That should have been called, was that supposed to be love? But I thought it was too long, too many words. So I called it Ghost Girl. Because it's about becoming a ghost. And that's the title of my new album, of which I've alluded to earlier on, and of which I have multiple copies, many hundreds of copies. So I'm hoping that each and every one of you is going to buy at least one copy. We love. Okay, this is another song from the album. It's called Two Hearts, and I've written this with Dolly Parton in mind, but I don't know how to get the song to her. So if there's anybody out there that's got an idea, let me know.
Say all kinds.
your help on the next song. It's got a refrain in it with the words talk, talk, talk about me. So if you don't mind that, I implore your no doubt fantastic vocal abilities. on the album. And it's called The Emperor of Queen.
Thank you. Washed up, lying there.
Did we mention the new CD yet? Well, forgive us, but that track was from the new CD, which is called Curtain 50 of 50, and may be mentioned in dispatches in the course of the evening. You are who you want. And if you think the idea of us making an album with that sort of title is sort of over a bully about the fact we're half a century old. Well, I think we're entitled to a little bit of navel gazing after all this toil in the van. That's, I mean, how many millions of hours is that looking at the tail lights stretching forever on the M6? It's not all the songs in tonight's show will be that brand spanking. This is in fact a very old song. It was from exactly your third album that I made back in the '60s. And one of Richard Thompson's very first tries at songwriting. It's called Genesis Hall. It's been out of the repertoire for a while, but sadly the idea behind it is back in the news. Genesis Hall was a co-celeb back in those days as the epitome of the distress caused by a lot of homelessness in a city like London full of large, posh, unoccupied buildings. And it was a scene of a squat, a mass squat. And the same thing is happening in a supposedly improved country 50 years later. So the more things change, the more they stay the same. So it's back in the repertoire for two reasons. Anyway, thank you for listening. I've been Simon.
Anywhere.
my nemesis, really. It's summed up in three initials, D-I-Y. And you either love it or hate it. I guess it's a 50-50 in the room if you took a survey. I have to say, amongst the band, you know, I can honestly say there's only Peggy who is a DIY enthusiast. I was very impressed when he built his own workbench.
Enthusiast is the right word, ladies and gentlemen. I'm by no means any good at it because my workbench came from IKEA. You were supposed to be able to build it in like 3 hours. It took me 3 days. And I did a great job of it in the end. The drawers fit so well that you can't get anything out of it. You see, you're supposed to build the drawer section first and then build the bench around it. But I did it the other way around. So I had to use the Birmingham screwdriver to get the drawers, you know, but you just hit it. And then it all fitted perfectly. But now it's really secure. You can't put anything in or out of it. DIY for me is destroy it yourself.
I'm impressed anyway. And we would like to dedicate this song tonight to anybody in the audience who's never been to IKEA. It's called Devil's Work. Thank you.
sent up to Richard's bedroom to write a hit, talk with some funny cigarette that he was smoking at the time, and Richard with a box of paints. Yeah. And needless to say, the hit never materialised, but they came up with this
Well, there's still time.
Yeah. In fact, we did put this out as a single. It's a lovely song called Now Be Thankful. Have any of you got it?
Yeah.
Wow. It's been in Southport, but nobody lost or bought it. It's a great north. It's a lovely song. If you know the chorus, do join in. Now Be Thankful.
Crystal waters, I'll
I've seen the big empty one. He said, you know, when we play on the Thursday in our acoustic setting, he said, how would you feel if we had a few extra musicians to play with us? I said, I've seen that working. He said, yes, how many were you thinking? He said, 43. But why do you? I don't think any of you ever saw that. It was Joe Brawley and his fabulous conservatoire folk ensemble. Amazing. So, on the next album, which is the Myths and Heroes album, so you may have that one, had a tune called The Gallivant. And so, he said, let's invite them into some of those Joe and some of his crew to do their stuff on The Gallivant. It worked out great. And that was big fun. But we never got around to recording the original arrangement that Joe had been working on for Danny Gatt's Born. Well, now we have. We opened up the studio and we did a new version of it with extra strings, clarinets, bass clarinet, trumpet, saxophone, brilliant. And it's been retitled. It's been retitled Danny Gatt's Born, brackets, the expensive version. What you're getting tonight is Danny Gatt's Born, brackets, the cheapo version. Now, guess what we have to do? Yes, I have to buy the CD, therefore 50-50 or 50. So bored because half of it's live and half of it's dead. Studio. I wrote this piece especially to feature our wonderful rhythm section, ladies and gentlemen. What can I say about the man on the drum kit? He is a legend, the master of percussive sounds, the one and only Mr. Jerry Conway. From the celestial city of Birmingham. A legend of the bass, the master of the low tones. Peggy on the bass, Dave Payne. Now, some of you may have heard me say this before, but it bears repeating because I mean it sincerely. There's no doubt in my mind whatsoever that Jerry and Peggy are simply, they're just the greatest rhythm section in their price range. No, they are. Or any price range, Peggy, any price range. And to prove it, we're going to play that injective award for you. Keep going. Thank you. Wonderful.
to leave, but we've had to drop the dance routine. And we've got a friend, just one friend who lives in Prize Marston in Warwickshire. His name's PJ Wright, and he plays with a group called Fothering Gay, along with the lovely Sally Barker. Did any of you catch them on their recent visits? I got you. PJ also plays along with Jerry and myself in the Dylan Project. That's good. Have you got our new CD? Because it's a double CD called Live at the Convent, and I have to plug it because basically we need the money to pay for making it. It's great. And PJ also plays with a group called Tradar, who will be playing on the Wednesday night warm up for Property Festival. And in his spare time, he writes songs, and he's written this one for us. It's all about property. And so if you can try and remember the chorus, and the 13 of you that are coming this year, can sing it, yeah? Is that good? All right, it's called Summer by the Churler. Thank you.
Summer is the gun across the bridge and up the lane. To join the 20,000 come the summer, come the rain. To mark the turning of the year, we'll all be here again. Celebrating summer by the Churler. Together in the garden, to celebrate every morning in fellowship and fun. Leave the troubles at the gate, sit back, enjoy the service. You'll share a common purpose here for many years to come. Summer is a gun across the bridge and up the lane. To join the 20,000 on the summer from the rain. To mark the turning of the year, we'll all be here again. Celebrating summer by the church. This next song has been out of the repertoire for a while and was written long before Property had a name for being much more than just a sleepy little village. But is a very good fit there. It was
Sandy Denning, who wrote it, and it will always be her signature piece. And I'm really looking forward to having a crack at this properly. As I say, it makes you, this song just makes you think about the whole subject of time and its passing. What's to come and what's been.
So much better on stage here since we last saw you because of the eye charts. So, tip top tip there.
Is it an Apple product?
Yeah.
So, can you get the charts?
Go on. Here's a song from a great dear friend of ours, Anna Ryder. She's fabulous. She's a great multi instrumentalist, artist, cartoonist. There's some of her work there. See, Living Arts, look at that. Brilliant, yes. And this is a song from her. She sent it to us on a demo playing a banjo, so we kept the banjo in. We put an old time American fiddle tune alongside it. The tune's called Angel in the Baker, and this is Bring Me Back My Feathers. And we'll see you after the interview.
Bring me back my feathers, else I cannot fly. Bring me back my feathers.
So with this in mind, before the tour started, I thought I'd better go for a check-up to see the doctor. So I did. I went to see the doctor. And he said, you're suffering from hypochondria. I said, oh, not that as well. And then he said, I'm not sure I'm dress up as a nurse. She said, I think we're a bit old for that. I could dress up as a health visitor. And then when she finally did agree to play nurse and patient, I had hoped for something a bit more exciting than being left in a corridor for 5 hours. How wonderful NHS is to be treasured, is it not?
Yes.
But there are those who would see it dismantled and privatised. Yeah, how about this? Why not instead of spending billions and billions on a nuclear deterrent that no sane person would ever dream of using, why not spend that on the NHS, wouldn't you? But what do I know? I'm just an old hippie pacifist. To prove it, we're going to play an old hippie pacifist tune. We're going to play Paul Merion. Yeah. Paul Merion, of course, that beautiful village in Wales, home of Patrick McGowan's iconic series, Prisoner. The Prisoner actually shares its birthday with us because the Prisoner first went out, I think it was about autumn 1967, the psychedelic summer. I was a bit too young, I missed out on the psychedelic bit, I was only 15, I was disappointed. But I did read an interesting fact recently, which is that apparently if you take too much LDS, it makes you dyslexic. it's been a little talking to you. Paul Merion, thank you. This next is a song that sounds like a traditional one, but isn't actually traditional, well, not yet. It will be in time. But it's written by a man called Steve Tilson, who's no stranger to the proper storytelling structure of real traditional music and folk song. And he got off when he started writing the song, I think his way into it was by getting a title which was just so bulletproofy, fantastically folky. Not just one, but two brilliant folk words. One of them is Hiram, which bolted on, and the other one's Naked. So it's a bit of a sort of oxymoronic title, really. You know, a naked Hiram is you know, a bit of a surprising concept. He's lost all his threatening garb, his swashbuckling demeanor, and you know, without the swords and pistols and the mask and the triangle and hat and the long cape and boots and all that. I mean, and what's he gonna brandish for stuff? No, he didn't start out like this. You see, it will all become clear in the lyric if you're prepared to work on this with me. You'll notice the last song was an instrumental, but this song's got so many words in it that we could have used half of them and populated the previous piece of music and still have plenty left over. Yeah, he's a bit of a torturer when it comes to writing lyrics. Anyway, it was kind of to send us this song. It's the Naked Hiram. The Naked Hiram, ladies and gentlemen. Take one, Chop.
Up the time. Farewell, farewell. heart beat in my throat. Watching us drive the master fair, I gave him full measure. Like corn in the field, my enemy grew, for his house was my treasure.
very much. That's Ralph Mintel's Drop the Hard Drive.
Here's a song, another one in the line of songs that I've come up with about Lord Franklin, his expeditions trying to find the Northwest Passage north of Canada. This time it's set and it's from the viewpoint of Lord Franklin's first wife, Eleanor. She's a poet, and she's in poor health and was had lots of time to think about him going on into dangerous wastelands. Imagine there, no faxes, no internet, just your own mind, the mind of a poet, to think about what might be happening to her loved one. And the only way she could meet him was during her sleep. And this is called Eleanor's Dream.
So is it true? How can it be? The final loss against the sea, forbidden fruit, no place to be. The Northwest took my Lord from me.
Yeah.
fall into the each other's ambit, you know. And because he finds out about it. And when he gets home, he's not happy. It's like, well, it's like, well, there's hell to pay. So, thanks a lot.
She was a noble kin. Thank you.
Parker, a good start.